One of the guys who can help us with that, Larry Rudwick, standing by on the IntelliSystems phone right now. Larry, an executive coach and consultant. His website, businesstuneups.com. Welcome back into the buzz, Larry. Glad to have you here.
Hey, Bill. Good to see you, too.
All right. So you're back at the homestead, huh?
I am. I'm back in Virginia. I'm out of New York for now and looking forward to heading out west this weekend.
Yeah, it seems like the right spot to be this weekend, anywhere out of the southeast. So, yeah, give them the 30-second summary, the elevator speech of what Business Tune-Ups does.
I work with individuals and small privately owned businesses to help them achieve what they want to achieve, figure out what they want, and figure out how to get it. And each engagement is quite different and challenging in its own ways.
And Larry, this is not just for, you don't work exclusively with outperformance. This might be an employee somewhere who simply wants to improve their stead, their skill sets, their on-job performance.
Exactly, and maybe someone that's in between careers.
All right, and let's talk quickly about a 30-minute challenge that you've got out for folks.
Anyone that's interested in calling me and presenting a challenge that they are facing may call me, no charge, and explain quickly what challenge they have and challenge me to help them solve it or improve it within 30 minutes.
Questions about the stock market are excluded.
Not necessarily.
Nobody can solve that today, can they?
Well, that's true.
I'm saying that as a joke, Larry.
I'm saying that as a joke.
Okay.
Too.
All right. Again, the website is businesstuneups.com, and you'll find a lot of advice from Larry on that. We'll remind you about that towards the end of the interview also. Each of the articles Larry publishes monthly in the Buzz on Biz monthly newspaper, the newest one out on the streets as of yesterday. The buzzword today seems to be challenge.
Life can be challenging, and each of us have our own challenges, whether we see them as such or see them as opportunities.
That's the point, I think, Larry. Everybody sees challenges in different ways. What's a challenge to somebody is not necessarily a challenge to somebody else, and they look at it as an opportunity, and it's like, okay, one more thing I have to do.
Mm-hmm. You can look at it as something you have to do or something you're going to try to avoid. There's always that.
These challenges and many of the remedies and the advice that you've given us over the months here on the Buzz on Biz seem to kind of weave successfully back and forth between professional and personal lives. For instance, as you talk about challenges, they might be personal life, they might be professional life. It's just if you're not quite content with your situation, then it's time and you want to make changes. Where do we start? Whether it's personal or professional, it seems to be kind of the same answer.
I think we start with the basics and we start with setting goals. The key is set written goals. You need to know where do you want to go, where do you want to become, and how do you want to improve. Write it down and really commit to it. That's where we start.
As you go through this process, Larry, you talk about one thing, and I guess I've just always kind of taken exception to this sort of talk, talking about folks, you know, keeping good people down, and there are certain people out there who seem to have good luck, and I've never really been a believer in luck. I've always kind of thought you get what you deserve, you work for what you earn, and so forth and so on, and I've never believed in luck.
I agree with you. I think the way to think of luck is luck comes to everybody every day. The fact is the people that seem the luckiest are the ones that work the hardest and the ones that recognize the luck or, shall we call them, opportunities.
Yeah, I see that.
That come their way.
Mm-hmm. That I wholeheartedly agree with, and you just go ahead and...
So basically, we tend to make our own luck, evidently, huh? No matter how many times we hear that, or there's a reason that we hear it frequently, it's the bottom line truth.
Well, you never know. I mean, you know, we talk to people every day, and if you pick up on certain things, sometimes something that someone will say seems insignificant to many of us, but maybe the person that gets a lot of luck will realize, hey, what that person just talked about is an opportunity or is something that I can latch on to and benefit from and help other people. That's what it's really all about, helping other people. And it comes back. The more you help others, the more it comes back.
Somebody much smarter than me once said, I think luck is where preparation meets opportunity. I found that to be true. So let's get to the nuts and bolts of how we can be prepared. You talked about writing down the goals. But just writing them down and sticking them in the drawer doesn't really get you too far, does it?
No, you know.
What comes next?
Well, not only do you want to write them down, you want to set them to memory. You want to visualize them. You want to see them. You want to see them so much that you feel like you've already achieved them. That's what I think comes next. What I would also say is work harder and smarter. The people that really succeed, work at it. And work has to do a lot with thinking, visualizing, and making yourself realize you can do better, you're going to do better, and when you develop that mindset, it makes it a lot easier to take the proper action.
But I think it's important to tell the listener, you're not, I don't know that you're saying this, but that kind of person does get down. That kind of person does get depressed. That kind of person does kind of have bad days. Those things do happen, and you have to bounce back from them, right?
Well, we all do. We all have good days, and we all have bad days, and the key is we want to be persistent and resilient. The difference between people that are successful and not successful is that successful people, they don't quit. They're persistent. They keep at it until they reach success. And once they reach success, they keep at it, and they reach greater success.
I would argue the point that they, in their minds, they never reach success.
Well, that's true, too. They're never satisfied. They want to continue to learn, grow, and become more successful and be more helpful to others. And as I said, it comes back. The more helpful and the more you do for others, the more it comes back and the more people look up to you and the more people want to have things to do with you and the more opportunities you have. And therefore, the more luck you have. That's what it looks like to people because everyone wants this person to have a part of them.
And perhaps the more help you have because you're not going to get it done alone.
That's true, too. You want to surround yourself with people that are successful, that you can go to answers to your challenges.
In just a minute or so we have left, Larry, would you also say, you know, and you talked a lot about this in the beginning, an attitude, a way of looking at things. If you don't have that way of looking at things, when those opportunities present themselves, they may pass you right by because you're just not in the frame of mind to even recognize them.
Two-thirds of people never write down their goals, and they seem to be sort of satisfied to take life as it comes. I'm really talking to the one-third of people that really want to do better and don't necessarily know how, or they need help, or they need an additional person or people to help them achieve what they want to become.
Hey, he's not listening, so real quickly as we wrap it up with you, Larry, and we got 30 seconds or so, let's talk about our mutual buddy, Neil Gordon. Is he following Is he following advice? I mean, other than surrounding himself with great people like John and me, is he listening to you?
He is. Neil and I have been working together now for a number of years. I'm really proud of him. He's doing better and better. Buzz on Biz is growing. Neil's, shall we say, not making the same mistakes he used to make. And it's showing. His business is growing. You guys know that. He can afford to keep you guys and others on the payroll. He has more and more employees. He's got more and more things he's offering. And got a lot of positives in his life now between work and personal life. It is all interrelated.
Clearly running that business, growing that business, and just frankly dealing with, you know, temperamental talent like John and me every day. Obviously, Neil is up for a good challenge. If you want to evaluate yourself, find out if you're up for a good challenge, check out Larry's article. You can find it in the Buzz on Biz monthly newspaper. That's free, or free on the web on Larry's website. That is businesstuneups.com. Tuneups is hyphenated. And don't forget Larry's 30-minute challenge. You can go through the website to reach out to him. Phone numbers and all the contact information are posted on the website, businesstuneups.com. It's Larry Rudwick, our executive coach and consultant. Always good to talk to you. Travel safely next week, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Bill, and take care, John.
Okay.